Showers and thunderstorms continue to move across the heart of our listening area this afternoon, and some of the rain has been moderate to heavy at times. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Cloudy skies and unsettled weather is certainly common across the region at this hour. We're going to see this continue for a while. The moisture totals that have been reported during the course of the day today are varying greatly. We do see several areas coming in with more than 1 inch of rain, but most of it has been in the range of about, we'll say a 4/10 of an inch to an inch. That seems to be the most common amount. The majority of the greatest of rainfall seems to be located around the Britton, South Dakota area, where 1.17 inches was reported since last night. And we are seeing, a broad-based area of precipitation at this hour. Most of it's pretty light, running from northern and eastern parts of North Dakota into central and northern parts of Minnesota. There's a few lingering storms in the northeast corner of South Dakota as well. And it looks like the temperatures across the region at this hour are fairly chilly. We're only seeing temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s in some of the cloudy areas where the rain is falling most significantly. Everybody else is seeing temperatures in the 60s and some 70s are occurring to the south. I even see a few 80-degree temperatures near the Iowa border and also near the Nebraska border in the far southern parts of our region. Well, this disturbance moving through the region is going to stay with us for a while yet this afternoon. We do expect, though, the precipitation to gradually shift on out of the area. And as it does, we'll have improving weather for a little bit, but we do expect to see perhaps a little bit more precipitation occurring as we go forward into this week. The shower activity should be mostly over by midnight, and we'll probably see quite a bit of it already over in the Dakotas this afternoon. A high pressure center will come in behind it, clear out the skies, give us a good start to the day tomorrow, mostly sunny conditions likely, but the high pressure system will progress across the region fairly quickly, and there may be a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms in the Missouri River Valley out to the west. Most of us will stay dry, though, in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. As we move on into Tuesday night and Wednesday, we'll have a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring once again. The precipitation is not expected to be exceptionally great, but we will see the totals running from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, and we'll look for a chance for some additional showers coming a little later in the week, but those are going to be even lighter still. Temperatures will be coolish as we go forward through these next few days. Highs in the 60s and 70s will occur often. Lows at night will be in the 50s and 60s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.